Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Board of Adjustment meeting for the City of Bettendorf for May 13th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Tansy?
Here.
Tom Burks.
This is the Board of Adjustment for the city. We're appointed by the mayor. We handle certain things that come before us. Tonight we happen to have three special use permit requests, and so we will review those and hopefully be able to make a determination at the end of the presentation. We're normally a five-member board. We have one vacancy and one person missing, so there's the three of us, and three make a majority or so. So that's a quorum, and we can proceed. So we've all received minutes of the April 8th, 2021 meeting. Do I have any additions or corrections?
Nope.
Would one of you like to make a motion and the other a second to approve the minutes?
So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion is carried. As I said, we have three things before us tonight. The first is case 21-034. It's 905 Middle Road. It's a C2 district. It's a special use permit to allow an outdoor service area associated with a bar and submitted by Amber Brannard. And we have a new staff member today, I guess. Taylor Beswick, is that?
Beswick.
Beswick, okay. I mispronounced it already. Welcome, and I understand you came over from Scott County.
I did, yep. Okay. So I have experience from the born and raised in the Quad Cities. Came from over from Scott County, and I've had jobs elsewhere in the Quad Cities in the Midwest. But yeah, been here a month now, and excited to be on board.
You got the short straw and have to come talk to us tonight, then. All right. Would you like to give us the staff report on this particular one?
Be glad to. So our first case number 21-034 is a special use permit located at 905 Middle Road. The applicant is Amber Brannard. She is applying for a special use permit to allow an outdoor service area. She runs the is the owner of the Q Bar, which was had a special use permit approved per code, required by code, in February of 2021. She is now requesting a outdoor service area in the rear area, so that'd be to the south of the bar. The bar is located in a building with multiple units in a C2 zoning district, so that's our community commercial district. All outdoor service areas in this district require a special use permit approved by the Board of Adjustment. She is proposing to construct the outdoor patio in place of three parking spots, which are located in the rear. And then partially enclose that with a fence barrier. There are cross parking easements for her lot, the building in that lot, and then the hotel, which is lot three of that area. So there's plenty of parking space. I can go over that. So the location on the screen, off of Middle Road, it's accessed through an interior parking lot lane. You have the hotel to the southeast of that lot, and then her unit is located right there. You have the surrounding zoning. It's all the same, C2, in that area. This is the submitted site plan for the parking lot, so you can see her unit at 905 Middle Road in the building. She's proposing just to take up three stalls with a buffer of 18 inches on all sides. So if a car would park there, it'd be have enough room to open the doors and whatnot. And then she shows, looks like six tables. We go by square footage added for customer area, so for parking requirements. And with that, she would need to add or have available 13 extra spots, and she'd be losing three. But with that cross easement of 144 with the hotel, and then the neighboring uses of the other units are not similar of use. They're commercial, but not as intense. There'd be plenty of parking space available. Here's a rendering of an aerial of where the patio would be. She's gonna, I was told by the applicant, there'd be a ramp, there's a sidewalk here, located here, and then a fence barrier would be around here, but then the sidewalk would be left open for employees. And this is a kind of a photo of the area as well, with, I think, the three cars are occupying the spot that that the patio is proposed to be. And then the door right there leads out into the bar.
Okay. Any questions from the commission?
Nope.
Anyone in the audience wish to speak in favor of this application? See anybody? How about anybody wish to speak opposed to it?
Yes, my name's Melissa Carr. I'm the general manager with the Hilt Garden Inn. And I guess we just kind of have a few.
You know what? Do me a favor and go back to the lectern and. Okay.
Okay, so Kinseth Hospitality, who owns a building that I'm the general manager of, they just had like some questions, kind of some current concerns, you know, with it being on the backside of the building. It could be a noise issue for the guests in the hotel. I don't know what kind of hours we're going to be serving out there. I know typically bars are open till 1-2. O'clock in the morning, so there could potentially, you know, us having guest complaints, from the noise level out there. The parking was kind of a question of ours as well, would the guests, of the bar be using our parking lot? That could be an issue on sold-out nights when we have events going on. Our parking lot gets pretty full. That's one of the main entrances for our first floor guest rooms. They brought up, trash could be an issue, if there's, things left outside, things blowing onto our property. That was kind of a concern that was brought up, by ownership. It's also, it's a pretty congested area as of right now anyway, with the Starbucks being there. It gets pretty backed up and lined up throughout the day. So that could be an issue too with the flow of traffic, like in and out of the hotel. So I think those were just kind of some concerns that we had. A couple of the questions that we had, were answered through the presentation. Will there be outdoor music? That could be a potential issue for us, with our guests and, in the evening. So trying to see if I had anything. I think that's about all I had for like our concerns, any issues that it might cause for our guests in the hotel.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, could I add a few thoughts? Just Taylor's a little bit new, so I kind of want to jump in if that's okay with you, sir.
No, that's fine.
I think these considerations really weren't brought to staff prior to this. We haven't received any letters, so we haven't had a chance to appraise those. We would be happy to do that. If the board would like to maybe delay their decision on this, we could get with all the property owners involved and make sure we understand their concerns. We assumed with the cross easements in place that all parties were positive on this, on this development, but that doesn't appear to necessarily be the case, so we wouldn't mind a little more time if the board wanted to perhaps postpone their decision and allow us to do a little more investigation. We certainly want to be good neighbors. We really appreciate the hotel, what they do for the city, and we also appreciate Ms. Brainerd as an entrepreneur. We think we could probably get those two together and have a good conversation.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you go ahead back to the lectern yourself and state who you are.
I'm Amber Brainerd. I own the Q. We won't have live music because I don't like it. And there will not be any speakers outside. So I know that would probably be your biggest concern is the noise. Unless somebody's yelling and screaming outside in the middle of the night, I guess out of my control, but I don't see that happening. Parking, I think, is okay. Garbage is just like the front of the building or anywhere else, it'd be picked up. So I'm not sure if the biggest concern was the noise. I understand that. But I don't like live music, so I won't have it. And we were planning on putting a speaker up, but if that's going to hold up the patio, I won't put one out there.
Haven't we done in other situations for outdoor patios? And haven't we done, you know, they're limited on the amount of time that they can be open. We've done that on other ones.
Certainly, the board has the authority to provide additional conditions besides the staff recommendation, and so I think you could do that. Special events are required. Special events permits are required for outdoor music and things like that, like live music, I should say. And those come through both community development and the police department to help review. So you would have the ability to add those conditions, and then any outdoor event requires a special use permit anyway. It's just because we're in a recorded formal hearing, we do have to have you speak at the... I'm sorry. It's a little formal. No worries.
So if Kinseth or my director of operations had additional questions or concerns that they could put into writing for somebody, could you tell me who they should send that to?
Yeah, you could send them to my attention, Mark, M-A-R-K, Hunt, H-U-N-T, Community Development Director, City of Bettendorf. 4403 Devil's Glen Road.
Okay.
We'd be happy to talk with them about that.
Okay.
But again, being we weren't appraised of the concern from the neighboring party, we didn't have staff have the chance to really talk with you guys about that, so.
Sure, yeah, and I apologize. I just saw the letter that had come in the mail, so I wasn't aware of it until actually this morning.
Got it, yeah.
So, and then I took this to my ownership, and those were their what they had questions about.
Sure. Well, any other questions from the board?
I don't have any questions. I just, you know, it's what, May 13th, and if we delay the patio another month, the patio doesn't open until July. This is kind of like going back to,
right?
What was that other bar that we had?
Quarry.
The quarry.
Quarry. Yes.
It's another Q. Yeah. You know, where they were delayed for probably what, 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 months,
yep.
Because of just I hate to hamstring one business, and I don't want to, you know, hurt a good neighbor also. I mean, is this something we think we could work out? With, I mean, if we gave our approval, and I mean, just trying to figure out. I mean, to keep delaying it, I think that hurts all parties. So
yeah, I think the board member brings up a good question. You certainly have a positive staff recommendation with the information we had coming into this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That information has now changed. Staff would appreciate time to get all parties on board. I know that could have some financial impact, but that financial impact might be less than the trouble that could. That could result otherwise.
So staff is basically suggesting that maybe we defer this to the next meeting to give you an opportunity to address some of these new issues.
Yeah, I think that would be best for all involved, and we certainly respect the hotel's opinion, and we want to be able to meet with them. I have a feeling that we can probably meet all their concerns and bring you back another positive review, okay. But I don't want to say that for certain because I haven't had a chance to meet with them, and I think I owe them that.
All right, based on that, would one of you consider making a motion to defer
sure.
this?
I'll make the motion to defer case, let me find it here, 21034 for the outdoor service, allow the special use. We'll defer it to the next month, or the next meeting, I should say.
I will second that.
Okay. I guess we need a roll call, do we?
Gallagher?
Yes.
Springer?
Yes.
Tansy?
Yes.
Okay, so that'll be deferred till next week, or next month, rather. The next item is case 21035. It's 6838 and 6882 Champion Drive. It's a lot 3 in Betplex 3rd edition, which is a C3. It's a special use permit to allow an outdoor service area associated with two commercial buildings submitted by Build-A-Suit Kevin Kilmer. Staff report, please.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request for a special use permit for an outdoor service, actually two outdoor service areas on the same development. It's the petitioner Kevin Kilner, Build-A-Suit. This development was approved by the Planning Commission this month, site plan review. The location is in the Betplex off of Forest Grove Drive, is accessed off of Championship Drive. It is not yet built, so this is coming before you before the actual establishments are built. So the uses are unknown. We assume they'd be alcohol services, but we do not know that. Here you see the location just west of the hotel and then also west of similar style buildings. This building, like I said, is located in our C3 General Business District. The lot, there's also a replat that was done in this area recently to separate it out. Let's zoom in here. Here's the outline, the site development that was approved by the Planning Commission. You have two separate buildings here and here, and with the patios located here and here. This also has drive-throughs going through on the in between the two buildings and on the north and south sides. So you have drive-throughs here and then parking throughout. This special use permit is just concerned with the outdoor service area, though, and that is what we're is before you. The number one concern or thing to look at was parking requirements. Due to cross easements with the surrounding properties, there is a lot of parking available, and depending on the use, that would change. More intense for a bar service, restaurant is about half as intense, and so on. So given those things, staff view that they do meet parking requirements for the added outdoor service space. After that, there's cases that have been approved for similar areas out here with outdoor service areas, as you're aware. So this has precedent. And going through our 9-part required standards for special use, staff feels that it meets all those requirements. I'm happy to answer any further questions.
Any questions from the board? It's sort of consistent with other areas within that whole development. They're all developing the same way. Yeah. So, anyone in the audience wish to speak in favor of this application? Anybody opposed? Don't see either one. So what's your pleasure?
I will make the motion to approve case number 21035 to allow the special use permit for the outdoor area.
I will second that motion.
Okay, roll call.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Tansy?
Yes.
Third item is case 21037, which is 4371 53rd Avenue. It's a C1. Again, it's a special use permit to allow an outdoor service area associated with a bar. And it's submitted by Jonna and Austin Chesney.
All right, and I will add that this is actually special use for a bar and a patio. There's no there has not been a bar approved for this, which was, requires a special use permit approved by the board. So it's a one deal, I guess you'd say. This is located at 4371 53rd Avenue, Lot 4 of Shops of the Woodlands. John Chesney is the applicant, and the building is owned by Ryan Windmiller. Is located in our C1 neighborhood commercial district. The proposed bar would be located in the far east unit of the building, which is now vacant, and the patio would also be constructed off the eastern side of that building. Staff conducted parking requirement analysis, and due to the cross easements with the western lot, the lot west of lot 4, which is lot 5, they would have a total of 114 parking spaces available, combined with the other uses of tenants in that both of those buildings. They are requiring 49 with the customer service area of the bar and the outdoor patio area. So due to the combination of the uses, daytime uses of the other tenants, uses, and then with this as a bar at more at night, we feel that it meets the requirements and has sufficient parking space. Here you can see the location of the building. It's built out here. It's accessed off of Ontario Avenue and through here off 53rd. The lot to the east, lot 3, is they do have a cross easement for whatever is built there in the future, but nothing has been developed. So that was not taken into consideration for the parking requirements for this application. It's our C1 neighborhood commercial district, all surrounding. Across from 53rd to the north is residential, and then to the far, not adjacent, but southeast, we have higher density R5 residential area. All right, here is the approved site plan. This was approved before my time some years ago, prior to the construction. And you can see the parking layout. And I should say the unit that they're occupying is right located to the far east of the building, just near the lot line. This is facing the front of the building and the proposed floor layout of the bar, and with the patio on the, it would be the east side of the building, but looking to this direction to the left. We used the customer service area calculations. And this is the floor plan, and here we have a rendering of the of that on the layout. You will notice that this patio does go across the lot lines. So staff has made a condition, or is recommending a condition to be made, that if approved, no construction permit would be issued until a replat or boundary line adjustment be made between lot 4 and lot 3 of this area. Upon recording of that, then we would, with sufficient, since it is just cement, or it would not require a setback with the fence. So until we see that, we would not approve. Here is a rendering of what the outdoor space would look like with the fence barriers and planters. And then this is a photo of that area, you can see, and then the vacant unit. And then in one note to add, the owner does propose adding a 10 by 10 cooler to the south side of the building right here. Smaller than that probably, but staff concurred that it is not meet the threshold to have another site plan review, and it meets setbacks, so it would hold all the, it would act as a cooler for the bar for all of its, I believe, or storage space. I can answer any further questions.
Any questions from the board?
None.
Anyone in the audience wish to speak in favor of the application? How about anybody opposed? Go ahead, I'm sorry, did somebody say something?
On Zoom, yes.
On Zoom?
Oh, on Zoom, somebody?
Mr. Chairman, we do have a Zoom caller that wants to speak.
Okay, that's fine.
Go ahead, Zoom.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you can?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, and good evening to the Zoning Board of Adjustment, neighbors, and the City of Bettendorf officials. I'm Janet Chesney. I am I'm 50-50 partners with my husband, Austin. He is in the audience right now. But I am out of town at the moment, so I wanted to get on Zoom. So thank you for having the technology for me to be able to do this right now. It's pretty amazing. We are current business owners in Davenport, so we're really looking forward to the opportunity to potentially have this business in Bettendorf. We have two successful bars currently, so it is a dream for us to work in Bettendorf. We look forward to this area to continue to develop, the area of the Woodlands. This area has been approved and built for a sense of community, for shopping, for places to eat and drink, and it's a great opportunity to have an establishment like this where people can enjoy community close to home. In granting this special use permit, we look forward to having a business in the City of Bettendorf. And we are really looking to have kind of a lounge-like atmosphere. We want to work with neighbors. We want the neighbors to enjoy having a place to eat or to drink close to home. And I think that's all I really have to say, but I just wanted to introduce myself and say thanks for taking our application, and we look forward to working in Bettendorf.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in favor of it? Anybody wish to speak opposed to this application? See anybody? Okay. So, what would the pleasure of the board be?
Well, you're gonna make it three for three.
You might as well have a hat trick.
I make the motion to approve case number 21-037 for the special use permit to allow the bar and outdoor service area.
Subject to the conditions.
Subject to the conditions.
I will second that.
Okay, roll call.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Tansy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That one passes as well. And I think that's the last thing on our agenda. So we stand adjourned. Thank you all for coming.